I'm Sharon Betters, and this is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. And we are wrapping up our journey to Easter with the women of the resurrection. And I just hate to leave these women, but I love that we're spending this week on the power of the resurrection that we experience not only in salvation, but we can experience in our daily lives. And so today's devotional is called How Can I Know Him? And today's treasure is from Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. My husband Chuck pastored his first church at the age of 21. He had been a Christian for a year. Leading up to the life-transforming moment of meeting Jesus, he attended a religious school as a child, attended church regularly, participated in the sacraments of his church, and was so fervent about what he believed about God, he convinced others to attend his church. Yet, at the moment of his conversion, he immediately realized that though he knew a lot about Jesus, his knowledge of a personal relationship with Jesus was greatly lacking. Suddenly, an unquenchable thirst for knowing Jesus drove him to soak in the scriptures. He memorized whole chapters. The Lord opened his heart and mind to truths previously hidden. God's word led him from knowing Jesus superficially to a true knowing. As I look back over that season of life, I realize Chuck's response to God's word is an example of resurrection power at work. Let's think about God's plan for unleashing resurrection power in his children. In today's treasure, we learn God reveals Jesus through his word, where we learn about the living word, Jesus. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. Long ago, at many times, and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The Old Testament points to Jesus. The New Testament records his personal history, his birth, life, crucifixion, and resurrection, and promised return. We learn he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, but that he is coming again and will reign in ways we can only imagine. The scriptures teach us about his love and how we can reflect his life and sacrifice in the way we die to self and love others. He promises to make all things new, a promise that helps us persevere when pain seems endless. When Chuck and I met, we found ways to spend lots of time together, talking for hours, eager to learn every detail about one another. We shared life, talking, playing, and then working at building a home. Finding time for each other was not a burden or on our to-do list. We naturally wanted to be with one another. And friends, so it is with knowing Jesus, only better. God gave us the living word, love letters designed to turn our hearts, the deepest part of our beings, to Jesus. But there is more. When we meet Jesus and receive his forgiveness, the Holy Spirit lives in us, bringing with him the power of the resurrection. We move from death to life with the same resurrection power he used to raise Jesus from the dead. As we read the scriptures, the Holy Spirit opens our minds to truths about Jesus and calls us to obedience. If your life goal is to know Jesus intimately, you must be a student of the Word, committed to following God's instructions. Jesus tells us the difference between one who studies the Word academically and one who truly knows him, as we read in John 14, 21. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Friends, there it is. To truly know Jesus requires knowledge of his word and obedience. This is where we experience resurrection power. God's power, dunamai, raised Jesus from the dead. That same power moves us from darkness into light, as we read in Acts 26:18. That same resurrection power enables us to face hard places one step at a time. Only the Lord can save through his mighty power. But there's more, so much more. This same resurrection power enables us to walk by faith, to resist temptation, and to overcome sin, as we read in Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Oh, Father, what is the immeasurable greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the working of your great might that you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly places. Please open our hearts and minds to the treasure of resurrection power available every minute of every day when we belong to Jesus. Friends, as we are beginning to wrap up our time together on our journey to Easter, I want to encourage you again to be intentional about biblical encouragement. I mean, what more of a powerful incentive is there to be an encourager to others with the help and hope that you have received from your Savior? I just can't think of any better reason than our precious Savior's sacrifice for us and then his gift of mercy and forgiveness and salvation to us as a result of that sacrifice, that would be a compelling reason to share that help and hope with others. It's that we have to share it. We have no choice. We have to share our love for him, the light of the world, to that person who is in darkness. And so be intentional today. Pray about who God wants you to touch with his love, with the light of Jesus. And if you are not sure what that means, go to treasuresofencouragement.org. That's treasuresofencouragement.org, where you can learn more about my book, Treasures of Encouragement, but also you can access free resources that have lots of practical ideas on how to be a biblical encourager. So again, allow God to use what he has done in your heart to make you a biblical encourager today. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.